Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. I got a feeling
Let's go. It's 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen and the Good Day Show with Roberta Fasanelli and Dr. Joy Brown here in this hour of the program, along with Kenny Kessler, who's monitoring social media for trends here, there, and everywhere. Our quote of the day today comes from the Communist China news agency. It says, golf clubs, one of the things recently banned. Apparently, they're not in line with the moral and ethical code of the Chinese. So you can't play golf in China. You can't have golf clubs in China. They have been outlawed.
But they love golf.
They have banned them. No more golf clubs. Chinese. This is going to lead to a revolution. Remember the revolution of 1948? There's going to be a revolution of 2015 in China because they can't play golf.
No, they don't even play golf. It just says they can't use golf clubs.
How do you play golf on golf clubs?
Come on, folks. You just play with a baseball bat.
That's a good idea. How about a crochet mallet?
How about a highline frown?
I've never understood that. Do you play highline? Highline is in Florida more than any place else, right?
Well, New Hampshire's where I first saw it.
Really? But I don't think they play it there. Not anymore.
I don't know.
There used to be a big highline place in Connecticut, too, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Where is their highline now? Anybody know? 888-302-3684. This could be the most important question of the day. So from our quote of the day to the thought of the day, Johnny Carson, who would have been 90 today, said, talent alone won't make you a success. Neither will being in the right place at the right time unless you're ready. Most important question is, are you ready? Roberta, are you ready?
I'm ready, boss.
Are you ready, Dr. Joy Brown?
I was born ready.
Kenny, are you ready?
I've been ready for so long, I can hardly stand it.
All right, let's find out what's going on with Donald Trump. He did a rare about-face yesterday, deleting a tweet he retweeted and suggested that genetically modified corn crops were creating issues in the brain for Iowa voters.
Ooh.
A young intern, he said, was to blame. He apologized. Well, I'm trying to take this apart. I'll parse it a little bit. There is using genetically modified foods may be an issue for your brain, in fact. So even though some Iowa farmers don't want to hear it, I do a program called the American Family Farmer. And this week, as well as I think pretty much the past month, we've been talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I kind of have a handle on this. We got a lot of new listeners in Des Moines this week, and I've asked on several occasions when we've talked about this, if you want to be heard, feel free to share with us at 888-302-3684, or you can email Doug at DougSteffen.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Kenny, I think we've yet to hear anybody protesting what I've had to say about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, unless I'm wrong. Is there anything there?
No, nothing on that. About that Trump comment, though, it came about because he's now trailing in the polls. Ben Carson is ahead of him in Iowa.
Really?
So that's what led him. That's what brought that comment about on his Twitter page.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you want to hear my prediction?
Yes.
Trump went online, I think day before yesterday, and said he's going to be less bombastic. That was the word he used. Which means, I don't think he ever intended to be president when he started this. I think he just wanted the attention he always wants.
Mm-hmm.
And to publicize his programs and whatever. And then all of a sudden he's ahead in the polls. So then all of a sudden he's taking it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still the Donald. He's still making outrageous statements. Now he's viewing himself, I think, as a contender. So he's thinking, well, maybe I have to be a little more presidential.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen in the next couple of months is he's going to go back and forth between being bombastic and trying to be presidential. And once he stops being bombastic, his numbers are going to drop because that's the only reason people were paying attention to him to begin with. Whether it was entertainment or people saying, well, we finally got an honest one. Doesn't make any difference how people interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
His calling card was his outrageousness. Once that goes away, so will his candidate.
Okay, so then if that's the case, just to theorize for a second, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but if Ben Carson moves into the hot seat, and becomes the candidate, how would you think he would face off with Hillary Clinton? Because I think you saw yesterday in the Benghazi hearing, you looking at, in my opinion, whether I vote for her or I don't vote for her, I think you're looking at the next president. That's what yesterday was about. That's my read on it, anyway.
I tend to agree with you. I think she, whether you like her or didn't like her, she never lost her cool yesterday. No. She knew what she was doing. I thought she came across better than she often comes across as kind of icy, because she clearly gets fed up with people.
Yeah, right.
And she didn't. When she was talking about meeting the planes with the caskets in it, I mean, you broke her heart, and you had the sense that this was real.
Mm-hmm.
And
not just acting,
because
a lot of people think she's a great actress.
I mean, look, she ain't Meryl Streep. Let's face that. I mean, so come on. But the point being,
that's the quote of the day so far. Hillary Clinton ain't Meryl Streep. Write that down, everybody. That's it. All right, keep going.
But the point is that people who said that this was just a political witch hunt were absolutely right.
I mean, of
everybody
course it
admitted.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing. And so the thing is, if you go into a witch hunt and you come out looking like Meryl Streep, you're in pretty damn good shape.
Right.
So.
Where it's Halloween time. Where's that song, The Witch Doctor? Remember that song? On the Witch Doctor. Banga, banga.
What about Love Potion number 9?
Yes, that would be appropriate.
Can you imagine if Donald Trump had been the one at the hearing yesterday? If he had been in the hot seat
for
11 hours?
It would have been 11 minutes and not 11 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
They had bathroom breaks, right? And then they stopped for food, or did they bring sandwiches in? How did that work for 11 hours?
And they took a bunch of breaks.
And every time Mrs. Clinton, do they have private bathrooms? For the stars? Like, do they have a general ladies' room?
I think they have a green room.
They have a green room for the important...
No, for people who are testifying.
I've told a story on the air several times. One of the times I was invited to the White House, I don't know if you may have been there, Joy, but not in this circumstance, it was during the Clinton administration. And I remember going into the White House to go to the men's room. And I went into the men's room, and there were a lot of people circulating outside, and as I was... doing my business, one of the fellas that came in with me was married to Mrs. Clinton's chief of staff. I can't remember her name now, but I remember him, and I'm not trying to search his name. Big, tall, lanky guy. Very interesting, very smart guy.
Not the guy, Anthony Weiner.
No. Now, this is an older fellow who was political behind the scenes. Anyway, and he and I had known each other. So he and I were in the men's room, and a Secret Service guy walks into the men's room, looks around. 2 seconds later, Bill Clinton walks in. And comes to
what would
do
you
it,
like to tell
to
us?
His business. So I'm on the end, and this other operative, I wish I could remember his name. I want to say David something. Right? That's not really important to the story. He and Clinton obviously knows him well, and he's talking about the dastardly Republicans and how they're trying to screw up everything. And it was just an amazing conversation. And the only reason I bring it up now is because I was extraordinarily surprised to be one of three in the toilet with the President of the United States.
So what do you have to tell us about this experience
now,
that we need to know?
Oh, you mean what was the outcome of the conversation?
No,
I only brought it up because...
I just wanted to know what you observed.
I didn't observe anything. I don't do that, but thanks for asking. I'm not John Wayne in the toilet, if that's what you're asking. This brings, when do people who are like this do their business? And certainly over 11 hours,
did you
assume
that if you were important, you didn't have to tinkle?
Well, no, but they are going to, you wouldn't think normally those people who at least present themselves as being important would go out into the toilet with the same people who are sitting in the back row. It's just, doesn't seem to be
democracy.
Good form. Oh, it's democracy, right. I see.
I just have to tell you, the Rhode Island, Connecticut, Nevada, and Florida all had high li in the 1900s.
Really?
Or 1990s. There were 14 of them. They're now mostly in Miami.
All right. Well, thank you. In a moment, something else you're going to hear that will be important. Roberta Fasanelli and today's Queen of Cheap Report. That's up next here on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
While in college, Aaron Levy discovered a new way to access information online.
On Saturday nights, when his friends were going out, he and his business partner, Dylan Smith, stayed in to work on their idea.
Adam programmed the site while Dylan played online poker to finance the business.
But their startup hit a snag. While looking for backers, most rejected them.
This was 5 years before the iPad, so people didn't think online data storage was important. Then billionaire Mark Cuban became interested.
Today, their company, Box, serves 11 million people and 125,000 businesses.
What idea could you stay in and work on? It might just lead to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. 1 in 10 says they'll dress up their unwilling pet. 2 out of 4 Americans will drop $66 for clothing. American bikers are a large part of this scary yearly event. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Even though money spent on beer falls far short of the $2 billion with a B dollars spent on rotten teeth, much of the overbought material will be given away the next day at the office. 170 million Americans will participate in some sort of celebration tonight, spending about $80 a person. 70% of American consumers will purchase candy after Halloween is over. Let's hope they're not stocking up to re-gift. Ride safe this evening and watch out for the little goblins. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
Despite entering the NHL at 26, this all-star goalie played for 16 years. He won 2 Stanley Cups and is among the leaders in save percentage, shutouts, and goals against average.
Dominic Hasek does it again!
So where is Dominic Hasek now? Dominic prepared for retirement by launching the Dominator clothing line. Although Dominic retired in 2008, he came back to the game in 2010. He signed a hefty 1-year contract with Spartak Moscow of Russia's KHL. And did the Russians ever love him? Couldn't have said it better myself. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, let's get to the depot so we can find out what takeaways we have with all of these special deals that you'll find in the Better Living box at DougStephan.com. Roberta?
Well, if you love Amazon the way I love Amazon, here's something new. You can get same-day shipping. You heard me right. Same day. In other words, you order something on Amazon in the morning, hey, and you get it a couple of hours later. I don't know how they're doing this.
Drones!
They're doing drones! It's got to be. The order has to be $35 or more, and you have to be in certain cities, like the big guys, Atlanta, Baltimore, Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, New York City, Northern New Jersey, Orlando, Philadelphia, Phoenix, San Diego, San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. If you're in one of those cities, you can go join Amazon Prime and get the free 1-day shipping on Amazon Prime. Otherwise, it'll just be, you know, the normal 2-day shipping that you get free on Amazon Prime. And don't forget, you also get streaming, video streaming, kind of like Netflix-ish type of streaming.
You want to try that again?
You can borrow
Netflix-ish.
Netflix-ish.
Yes, that too.
You can borrow Kindle books for free. You can stream music free. So it's really kind of a great deal. And now you can get same-day shipping in these cities. Can you imagine? If you love Vaseline Intensive Care Lotion, how about some of it absolutely free? We have the coupon for you at DougStephan.com. You have to go to the Better Living section, Queen of Cheap, and you'll find it there. If you ever bought any of the Kashi products, Kashi All Natural products, between May 3rd, 2008 and September 4th, 2015, well, how about this? You're entitled to a full reimbursement because of a class action settlement. You're supposed to have a receipt, but even if you don't, you can still file a claim and get a check up to $27.50. So we have all the information for you at DougStephan.com. So even if you never bought it, you could say you did and get your $27.50.
Insane!
And we have a free calendar for you from the state of Virginia with flowers on it, all at DougStephan.com.
Just what I always wanted was a free calendar from the state. Are they Confederate flowers or are they like sort of normal American
flowers? They're normal flowers, all American flowers.
One after on Good Day.